Here with me I have Scott Weisar, and we're at the Poet Project Liberty Field Day. First of all, tell me what you do for the company, Scott.
I'm the Director of Business Development for Poet, so I work with a lot of the equipment OEMs on making sure that we're getting the equipment, and eventually as we move through the process, we'll be working with the farmers for contracts and the actual collecting of cobs, so it's the whole cob collection chain from getting it from the field to the edge of the field here to the biorefinery.
So tell me, what is Project Liberty, first of all?
Well, Project Liberty is multi-phased. The core of it is the conversion of corn cobs to ethanol, cellulose ethanol. And that's what we're here focused on today, is collecting the corn cobs so we can increase our independence on foreign oil while utilizing more of our available crop, the grain, and now the cob as well, to convert to ethanol.
So what kind of time frame are you looking at for this to start being a major contributing factor?
Well, that's we're targeting 2011 for here in Emmitsburg, but we actually have our own smaller scale cellulose ethanol process in Scotland, South Dakota. That will begin operation the end of this month, where we'll be producing ethanol from corn cobs right after the first of the year, so in January.
Well, I know we've got a lot of big equipment on display out here at this field day. Weather hasn't cooperated real well so far, but when you look at the special needs that farmers have, for example, to collect this material, just talk about that a little bit and how you're working with these manufacturers to overcome those challenges.
Oh, that's a great question, one that we deal with every day. And as you can see by the amount of equipment here, the activity and contribution and response from all the equipment manufacturers has been phenomenal. We've got a lot of concepts. We've got a lot of systems that will be available for sale shortly. I'm leaving those comments to the OEMs. But what we really see here is a lot of work coming together from the OEMs to address the needs of the farmer. So for example, today, probably 7/10 of an inch of rain between 6:30 and 9:30. You probably wouldn't be in the field by 10:30. But we want to make sure that this equipment can operate in what I call normal fall conditions, because we can't slow that farmer down. We really need to be able to fit his needs best. And I think that's why you see this different array of equipment. If he's a very large farmer, there's some large-scale equipment here that would really fit their needs well. If you're a smaller farmer, those two are addressed here by lower capacity or smaller equipment. And obviously that's where we need to go, is we need that small, medium, and large range farmer in their scale all to be involved with our cob collection activity.
So, and I'm going to learn more myself when I talk to some of these equipment manufacturers, but when they're harvesting their corn, what is it that they need in terms of being able to collect that? I assume that would be collected at that same time, right?
The cob itself? Yes. Now, in the case of the CCM, which is the corn cob mix, that's the cob and the grain going into the combine's grain bin to then be separated at the edge of the field so you can get clean corn and then separate cob. The towable solutions that are here today, those are attached to the back of the combine, and the choppers are disengaged. So the material, husk, shucks, cob, come right out of the back of the material and then are carried on a belt or something to where then those are separated. The cob goes into the bin and the husks are distributed back out on the field. And then that's taken to the edge of the field and dumped.
So besides the mechanical aspect of this, would it be safe to say that really this is going to make it more efficient in terms of the potential financial return for that farmer then, to be able to collect extra material that has a whole other purpose that he didn't have before?
Oh, most definitely. This is another revenue stream for the farmer that currently is just getting thrown back on the ground. And Iowa State and others have come out with a lot of studies showing the nutrient value and how small it is in cobs, and actually removing the cobs can actually benefit in yield realization the following year. So, the collecting of the cob is a very good thing. one point along that line, too, on the different systems. I think it's important, you made a comment on scale. I think that the number of systems tie directly to many, many things. The size of the farmer's one, the capital available is another, labor is a big issue, and then just his overall operation. So I think by having multiple flavors, if you would, not only brands, but technologies, approaches, and then the scale will really better address that wide spectrum of farmers that we have today.
How about then on the plant side? I mean, you've been making ethanol out of corn, and now looking at taking these cobs and doing the cellulosic, are you able to integrate that into an existing operation or build special facilities for that?
Another great question. Actually, our approach is the grain-based ethanol will continue as it is. The cellulose ethanol will be a bolt-on technology where we won't greenfield or have a brand new plant, but it'll be in conjunction with a plant. So that's one of the things that POET has done very well is by building our business model, we can duplicate that many, many times. So in this instance, we'll be able to get our cellulose ethanol perfected and in operation here in Emmitsburg, and then we can duplicate that model to our other plants.
Where you've already got your distribution set up, and so yeah, it makes a lot of sense to integrate that instead of having to go out and create new facilities and all the added infrastructure that goes with that.
Most definitely. There's a lot of challenges and a lot of work on greenfield, so by having the ability to just add on, that's a real advantage.
Well, I want to thank you, Scott, for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at the POET Project Liberty Field Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.